Frank nodded and began to redial an outside number. It seemed to Fred that he dialed each digit more and more slowly, and it went on forever, and he shut his eyes, breathing to himself and thinking, "Wow, I'm really out of it."
"You really are," he agreed.
"Spaced, wired, burned out, and strung out, and fucked.
Completely fucked."
He felt like laughing.
"We'll get you over there to her," Hank began, and then shifted his attention to the phone, saying, "Hey, Donna, this is a buddy of Bob's, you know?
Hey, man, he's in a bad way. I'm not jiving you. Hey, he..."
"I can dig it," two voices thought inside his mind in unison, as he heard his buddy laying it on Donna. "And don't forget to tell her to bring me something. I'm really hurting. Can she score for me or something? Maybe supercharge me, like she does?"
He reached out to touch Hank, but could not. His hand fell short.
"I'll do the same for you sometime," he promised Hank, as Hank hung up.
"And just sit there until the car's outside. I'll put through the call now."
Again, Hank phoned, this time saying, "Motorpool, I want an unmarked car, an officer out of uniform. What do you have available?" They, inside the scramble suit, the nebulous blur, shut their eyes to wait.
"It might be I should get you taken to the hospital," Hank said. "You're very bad off. Maybe Jim Barris poisoned you." "We really are interested in Barris, not you. The scanning of the house was primarily to keep on Barris. We hoped to draw him in here, and we did."
Hank was silent.
"So that's why I knew pretty well that his tapes and other items were faked. The lab will confirm, but Barris is into something heavy, heavy and sick, and it has to do with guns."
"I'm a what then?" he said suddenly, very loud.
"We had to get the Jim Barris and set him up."
"You fuckers," he said.
"In the way we arranged it, Barris, if that's who he is, got progressively more and more suspicious that you were an undercover police agent, about to nail him or use him to get higher. So he..."
The phone rang.
"All right," Hank said later. "Just sit, Bob. Bob, Fred, whatever. Take comfort. We did get the bugger, and he's a... well, what you just now called us. You know it's worth it, isn't it? To entrap him? A thing like that? Whatever it is he's doing?"
"Sure. Worth it."
He could hardly speak. He grated mechanically. Together, they sat.